John chapter 3 verse 16. And I think you'll have heard this verse. Maybe this verse is better known than any verse in the Bible. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was one of the rulers of Israel. So around the year 27 or so, Nicodemus later, he spoke to defend Jesus, and later he helped to bury his body after Jesus died on the cross. But at this time, he knew very little about spiritual truth. Alikua walinu wa nchia Israel lakini hakujui ukweli. Very simple, basic truth. Hakujui kitu kwamba alihitaji kuzaliwa mara ya pili. Now let me read the verse again. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Injili la Yesu Kristo, ni injili la upendo la Mungu. God loves the world. That is what the gospel is about. Yesu aliingia duniani kutuonyesha vitu hivi. That God loves the world. Now, if you become some teacher, even in a university, and you become a professor, you can't learn anything greater than this. You can be a little child and you can learn these things. Or you can be having many degrees and qualifications. You can't learn anything more important than this. Jesus came to show us the love of God. And this is the good news, that God has love towards us. A mother should love her son, and a man should love his wife. But we'll never find a love greater than the love of God in Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing is that God loves this wicked world. So it says, God so loved the world. What kind of world is this? It's a world of peace and kindness? No, it's a world of violence and war. I know many of you are refugees. You come from Sudan. Why did many of you have to leave that country? Because of violence and fighting and because of disagreement. God is a holy God. Mungu ni Mungu takatifu kabisa. Hakuna dhambi na Mungu. Anapenda kila kitu ambacho ni mtakatifu, lakini kila kitu ambacho ni dhambi anachukia. But God loves us. He wants to forgive us and he wants us to welcome into his family. It needs great love to overcome, doesn't it? If you have an enemy, if your enemy hurts you, you'll need great love to overcome and to reach out to him. If somebody harms you and they hate your family, they hate your people, such great love it needs to reach out. We know what happens in the world. Somebody says, well, I'm a Kikuyu and you're a Luo, and you voted for the wrong person, so I kill you. Or they say, you're a Muslim, and I'm not a Muslim, so I hate you. And that's what people do in this world. But God says, I am a holy God, you are sinners, but I will love you and send my son for you. Labda umeona wanyama hawa, ungurue. You've seen the pig. And what kind of animals are they? They're dirty animals. You'll see them playing in the mud. Filthy. And
Kwa nini wanapenda masopi? Kwa sababu ni wanyama wachafu sana. Lakini kwa nini Mungu anatupenda?
Ni mtakatifu.
Lakini anatupenda because of his great love. This is the God who he is. He overcomes. He overcomes every problem to love us. Na mistari hii inasema, he loves the world. This is very surprising for a man like Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he was a Jew. And he was thinking, the love of God is only for Jews. If you told Nicodemus, we must be born again, he would say, well, you people, you need to be born again because you're Africans or you're a Mzungu, and perhaps if you're born again, you can be a Jew like me. But Jesus is telling Nicodemus, he's saying to the Jew, you need to be born again. Because God's love is not just for Jews, but it's for everyone. We don't need a birth again as a Jew, but we need to be born again as a child of God. And anyone in the world can be born again as a child of God. A Mzungu, a Mahindi, from Africa, from America. You can be born again as a child of God. It's for everyone. So in the family of God, there's no Sudanese, there's no Kenyans, there's no Englishmen. But he puts us all together because his love is for the whole world. So this good news is good news for us. Here today, we may say this book is very old, and Jesus was here a long time ago. But God's love, it has no boundaries. It doesn't stop, but it goes to everyone. And God wants us all to know about his love. The gospel is for you. That's why we invited you. Kitu cha kwanza. Kitu hiki. The love of God, we find it in Jesus Christ. Because you may ask, well, where is this love? I'm looking at the world, I see war, I see violence, I see corruption, I see hunger, I see illness. Where can I find the love of God? We find it in Jesus Christ. Watu wengine wanafikiri kwamba wakikuwa na pesa, watafurahi. They think they found God's love. Or they think that they have good health, they think they found God's love. Well, it's good to have food, it's good to have a home, it's good to have these blessings. But to really find God's love, you won't find it there. Siku moja, Yesu alisema hadithi, and there was a rich man, and there was a poor man called Lazarus. Do you know, those men both died. What happened to them in Jesus' story? The rich man went to hell. The poor man went to heaven. He went to glory. You can have all the riches of the world, and you can be lost still. But to find the love of God, you need to find Jesus Christ. The love of God which brings salvation. And so, in this verse it says, God gave his one and only Son. He loved the world, and he gave his Son. If you love, you'll give. If I love my wife, I'll provide for her. I'll care for her. I'll give her my time. I'll give her my strength. Yeah. I'll try to care for her in every way. I'll give myself for her. If I love my children, I'll give my time. I'll try to teach them. I'll give them food. Love means giving. And God gave his Son. And he gave his one and only Son. You can see the verse says that. God gave his one and only Son. His Son who he loved so much. Jesus. Hanazambi.
Umkatatifu kama Mungu ni umkatatifu. Ni Mungu mwana. Kila kitu ambacho amefanya ni na umtakatifu na Mungu. You find nothing wrong in Jesus. He always obeyed his Father. So he's perfect. And yet God gave him for us. Now, Ndugu wetu Abraham hapa ana mwana tano. But do you think he will be giving his son away for his enemies? I don't think he'll give a son away even for his friends. You hand over your son to die for one of your friends. You'll say, no, you're my friend. I love you, but this is my son. And how can I give my son to die, even for my closest friend? And I think if I had 10 sons, I would not give one of them up for my enemies, or even for my friends. Lakini, Mungu, alikuwa na mwana moja, peke yake. A son so perfect, and he gave him for his enemies. Yesu alikufa msalabani kwa dhambi zetu. Kulipa bei na dhambi zetu. Mungu ni mtakatifu, na lazima that God should punish sin. He has a fierce and holy anger against sin. God cannot allow sin in his world, but he will punish it. The price will be paid. Lakini habari njema ni hii. Yesu alilipa, alilipa bei. He's done it already. The whole price was paid at Calvary when Jesus died. That is the place where God gave his son to that terrible death for our sins. Kwa sababu Mungu atasema, siku moja utakufa, na Mungu atasema, ninahitaji kuona maisha moja, bila dhambi. One perfect life. Na tutahitaji kusema, sina. I do not have a holy life for you, God. I sin. And God will say, then sin must be punished. Sin must have death. Sin is the reason for hell. If there were no sin, there would be no hell. But there is sin. And sinners must go to hell. But God gave his son. So what does the verse say? So that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the man, he sees Lake Kisumu, or Lake Victoria, at Kisumu. He sees Lake Victoria, and he says, I love you. And he jumps in the lake, and there he drowns. You'll say, what was that man doing? That man was mad. But, if you know that man's wife, she was in the lake, and she cannot swim, and she's drowning. And he says, I love you. He jumps in the lake to save her. And he saves his wife. But he drowns trying to save her. Then you'll say, that man was full of love. That man really loved his wife. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Because he loved us. And to save us. And to rescue us. There's no greater love than this. You'll never find a greater love than the love of Jesus in dying on the cross. Now, kitu cha tatu, kitu cha mwisho. How do we receive this love? How can this love of God be yours? Look at the verse again. God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What great work can I do, you say, for the Son of God to be my Savior, to be the friend of God? What must I do? What labors must I do for God to be my God, for my sin to be forgiven? What do I need to do? It must be something very big. It must be some work so large. And God says, no. There's no work you can do. There is nothing which is worth what my son is worth. You can only receive as a gift. Come as a wadi. Uta poke. Hakuna kitu abacha uta as a kufanya. For this thing. But you must just receive as a gift. So you just believe. Tume soma. Mistari kumina tatu. Sorry, kumina anena kumina tano. There was a time when Moses was in the desert and the people were dying. The people had complained against God. God had judged them. And snakes, nioka, were coming and were biting the people. The people were dying from the snake bites. But God said, there's a thing you can do. You make a snake of brass, put it up high on a pole, and the people who look at it, I will heal them. They just need to look, and they will live. So you see, the people were helpless. They were dying. But if one was lifted up, they just need to look. They just need to believe, and they will be cured. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are dying because of sin. The world is ruined because of sin. And there's nothing we can do. And we'll head to the fire. But God has lifted up Jesus Christ on the cross. And we must look. Look to Jesus Christ. Believe in him. A child can do that. You can do that. Look to Jesus Christ. Believe in him for the taking away of your sins. And you'll be saved. You won't perish, but you'll have everlasting life. And God says we'll have eternal life. Now I can tell you what eternal life is. It's when you know God. Utaweza kusema Mungu ni Mungu wangu. Baba ni Baba wangu. Rafiki wangu. God will give you his spirit. He will come and live with you. This is life. And his spirit is inside you to show you his truth, to make you to grow in his truth, to teach you to love him, to teach you to love your neighbor, to teach you to love your enemy. God will make you a new person. That's what he does. He makes you a new person. And that is life. And at the end of this life, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. You will see Jesus Christ face to face. You will live together with him forever. Now that is life. People here, they think life is eating and drinking, working and sleeping, relaxing. They think that life is to get some money and to have a car. That's not life. Life is when God is your God. When Jesus is your Savior. When the Holy Spirit is inside you because you believe. That's life. But God says those who do not believe will perish. See, those who will not believe shall perish. If you're drowning in Lake Victoria, and they throw you a life belt, you know, these rings, and they'll float. But if you say, oh no, I don't like that life belt, let me wait until somebody else comes, maybe someone else will rescue me, and then you drown because you can't swim. There's only one gospel, and there's only one life belt. You go and ask the Muslims, say, who died for your sins? Who died under God's anger for your forgiveness? And they'll say, nobody. Go and ask the Hindus and say, where is God's son who suffered for our forgiveness? And they'll say, no, we don't have that. There is only one Son of God who died on the cross for your sins. So you must believe in him or you must perish. If you say, no, I won't have that life belt, then you'll drown. And if Abraham or somebody gave their son for you, and you said, no, thank you, I'll take him away, that's a great insult, isn't it? That's a great offense. And God gives his son. And you can you say to God, no, thank you, I don't need that. Let me go my way. It's a great insult to spit in the face of God. So these things we bring to you are very serious. Please, believe what we're telling you. Trust in Jesus Christ and be saved. I want you, as we finish, just to look at this one word. It says, whoever believes. It doesn't say, whoever believes and also, they must have these things. Or you must be rich, you must be a politician. No, it's whoever. It doesn't say, whichever good people. No, if we're good people, then we wouldn't need the saving. Anything you've done, the blood of Jesus is enough. The blood of God's Son is enough. You've killed, you've raped, whatever you've done, the word says whoever believes. Jesus loves to save sinners. It's his work. It is the thing that brings him glory. When Jesus saves sinners, the angels rejoice. Whatever you have done, however far from God you are, if you call on Jesus Christ, you will be saved, even today. So please come to Jesus. We don't say come to the front. There's nothing here at the front that isn't at the back. There's nothing I can do for you. I'm not going to put my hands on you. These hands are like your hands. Well, they're Mzungu hands, but they're just like your hands. There's nothing. There's no place you can go. Just in your heart, go to Jesus. In your soul, fall upon him. Rest upon him as your Savior. Inside yourself, trust in him. Turn from sin. Give him your life. Come to Jesus today.